Some things that move us are beautiful. Others are sublime. But the sublime moves us more profoundly than the beautiful. That's what the 18th century thinker Edmund Burke claimed in his book, A Philosophical Inquiry into the Origin of Our Ideas of the Sublime and Beautiful. But what did he mean? Beautiful objects, he observed, tend to be small, smooth, delicate, and attractive. Sublime ones, vast, gloomy, dark, and threatening. A bluebell, a greyhound, or a doll might be beautiful. A cliff face, a mountain, or a thunderstorm at sea. Sublime. Beautiful things produce pleasurable feelings. Sublime ones overwhelm us and are terrifying. They affect us viscerally, but at some level, almost paradoxically, they still delight us. We peer over the edge of a precipice, are frightened, but manage to feel a kind of delight in our experience despite the danger. A huge waterfall could engulf us, but at some level, that's part of its appeal. The sheer power is exhilarating. Burke thought the reason why the sublime moves us so deeply was that it is tied to the possibility of pain, and so triggers basic feelings of self-preservation. When we experience the sublime, we exercise the nerves that could save our lives in a genuinely threatening situation. This idea of the sublime had a powerful influence on Romanticism, the artistic movement that extolled the untamed power of the natural world.